Today's Amud is Tainiz Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the top by the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. So we're going to discuss on this Amud many of the details of the different rains that we have during the winter. We mentioned it in passing previously that the first rain, the early rain, is called the Yoyre. We'll see that takes place typically during Cheshvin. That's the appropriate time for the Yoyre. And the Malkush, which is the later rain, so that takes place at the end of the winter. That takes place, the typical time for the Malkush at least, is in the Chodesh of Nisan. So now the Gemara on this Amud is going to discuss the details of exactly when these rains take place, and also understanding why they have these names. Why is Yoyre called Yoyre? Why is Malkush called Malkush? So first, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Yoyre, the early rain is called Yoyre. Where does it get this name Yoyre from? And it's really all from the pasuk. We say in Kriya Shema, it says, V'nesati matar artzchem b'itoy, Yoyre u'malkush. It says you're going to get Yoyre u'malkush. So we see that the Torah refers to these different rains as Yoyre u'malkush. So what's this name Yoyre? Where does it get the name Yoyre from? Says the Gemara, says the Braitha, Shemayre es abriyos latiach gagayseyan. Yoyre is miloshen of hayra, of teaching. It teaches people and informs them that now the winter is coming, the rain is coming, and so it's time to start fixing up your roofs. You don't want to have any leaks in the house. Ulahachnes as peiraseyan, and to bring your fruits into the house so they don't get spoiled. Ulaasis kol tzarcheyan, and to do any other need that you need to do during the winter. The winter has now arrived, and it's time to take care of things. So that's why it's called Yaira. That's milashon of hayra, of teaching. Or davar acher, another pshat, why is it called Yoyre? Yoyre is miloshen of to saturate. Shemarve esa'aretz umashke ad tahayim. It saturates the land and it makes it wet all the way until the tahayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says regarding rain, telameha ravei naches gedudeha berevivim temug gigdeno tzimcha tevarech. The point is at the beginning of the pasuk that says telameha ravei, that the rain saturates the ground. You see that the rain has this association with the word ravei, to saturate. Or davar acher, a third explanation, why is it called Yoyre? It's Yoyre she yoyreid benachas. It gets the name Yoyre because it typically comes down much more gently. Ve'inu yoyreid bezaf. It doesn't typically come down very hard, and that's why it's called Yoyre. So where do you see in the word Yoyre anything about soft? So Rashi gives a couple explanations. The first one being, still, that like the first pshat, that Yaira is milashin hayura, of teaching, and when you teach someone, when you're mechanech someone, so it's supposed to be benachas, it's supposed to be soft, it's not supposed to be with yelling, and that's the way it's in the scabble the best. So to this rain is called Yaira milashin of hayura, of teaching, and it's Yaira benachas because it comes down lightly, it comes down soft. Ayena Yaira ela shemesher es apeirais umashtif es azrayim umashtif es ailah. Nice. Ask the Gemara, you're saying such nice things about Yaira. Maybe Yaira has a negative connotation. Maybe it's called Yaira. Yaira is a lashon of knocking down. So maybe it's called Yaira shemesher es apeirais. It knocks the fruits off the tree. Umashtif es azrayim. It washes away the seeds that the person planted in the ground. Umashtif es ailah. Nice. It washes away the trees that someone planted. Maybe that's why it's called Yaira. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be. Tam Olaymar Malkush. It says Yaira u Malkush. So it's written right next to each other. And therefore we could compare the two. The Malkush lebracha, af Yaira lebracha. Just like Malkush has a positive connotation, so too Yaira has a positive connotation. Now Rashi explains that the reason why we assume that Malkush has a positive connotation is because Malkush typically comes during the month of Nisan, and during the month of Nisan, so the fruits aren't on the tree anymore, the seeds aren't freshly planted. And therefore it's not knocking down the seeds, it's not knocking away the seeds or knocking down the fruits. It must be Malkush is a positive thing, and if so, that just like Malkush is a positive thing, there's nothing really negative for it to do, so too, Yaira must be a positive thing. Says the Gemara, Einai Malkush. Now really from the context of the Pasuk, it's pretty obvious that we're talking about something positive. The Pasuk says that if you listen to Hashem, if you do Hashem's mitzvahs, so then V'nesati Mitar Artzachem B'ito Yeru Malkush, obviously it's something positive. The Gemara is just going through the Shakla V'tarya, how you could see it even from the Pasuk itself, that it's something positive. So says the Gemara that we compare it to Malkush. Just like Malkush is something positive, so too Yaira is Lebracha, it's something positive. Ask the Gemara, it's not true. Why is it so pashut to you that Malkush has a positive connotation? Ayeinai Malkush, Ella, maybe Malkush really has a negative connotation, Miloshin of Mal, to cut down, and it has this Loshin, Ayeinai Malkush, Ella, Shemapil Esabatim, it knocks down people's houses, in a Hanami, there's no more fruits on the trees, there's no seeds that were freshly planted, but maybe it's knocking down houses, Umeshaber Eseilonais, and it's breaking down the trees that grew, Umal Esasakain, and it's bringing the locusts into the town, to eat away the different fruits and vegetables, to eat everything up. So Tamu Loime, so no, it says the Gemara, it can't be that Malkush is such a negative thing, because it also says it next to Yoyre. Ma Yoyre Lebracha, Af Malkush Lebracha, and Yoyre we know is Lebracha. And if so, since Malkush and Yoyre are right next to each other, and Yoyre is Lebracha, it must be that Malkush is also Lebracha. Now ask the Gemara, we just got through saying that Yoyre might actually be something negative. That Yoyre might be the fact that it shoots down things, it knocks down things, it knocks down the fruits, it knocks away the seeds in the trees. So how do you know v'yayre gufei minala? So where are you getting this from? That it's so pasha to you that yayre is a bracha? Says the Gemara, we have a pasuk. The chsiv, it says by yayel, it says v'neitzia and gilu v'simchu b'Hashem elokeichem ki nasan lachem es ha-mayre l'tztaka v'yayre lachem gashem mayre malkush berishon. So it says straight down in the pasuk that mayre is l'tztaka, that mayre is l'tztaka is a positive thing, it's the bracha, and once we know that yayre is the bracha, so then we could compare it to Malkush, and we'll say that Malkush is also Lebracha. So at the end of the day, really Yaira, we know is Lebracha from the Pasuk by Yael. Malkush, you could have interpreted as being something negative, and knocks down people's houses and things like that, but we compare it to Yaira, and just like Yaira is Lebracha, even though you could have understood the word itself of Yaira as something negative, but we see from the Pasuk by Yael that Yaira is something positive, so then so too Mayra, so then so too Malkush is also that is something something that's positive. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Yoyre b'Marcheshvin u'Malkush b'Nisan, that the typical month, the normal month for Yoyre is in the month of Cheshvin, and the normal month for Malkush is in the month of Nisan. Says the Gemara, Ata Omer Yoyre b'Marcheshvin u'Malkush b'Nisan. You're telling me that the early rain, the Yoyre, comes b'Marcheshvin, and the late rain, the Malkush, that comes b'Nisan. Maybe that's not true. Maybe really it's earlier. Maybe Yoyre is in Tishrei, and Malkush is the same amount of months later, and Malkush will be in Iyar. But the point is that maybe Yoyre is even earlier than Cheshvin. Maybe it's already in Tishrei. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Tamu Leimer Be'itai. Because the Torah says Be'itai. It says, V'nesati lechem mitar artzachem Be'itai Yoyre u'Malkush. It's going to be in its right time. And the best time for the first rain is in the month of Marcheshvin, so that's how we know that it can't be in Tishrei, because Tishrei wouldn't be the opportune time to have the rain. Says the Gemara, now dashing the word Malkush, that Malkush Amar Rav Nihiloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel, that why is it called Malkush? It's Davar Shemal Kashyesehen Shal Yisrael. That Malkush is Milashin of Mal, to cut away. It cuts away the toughness of Klal Yisrael, because if there's no Malkush, so then there's a drought, and Klal Yisrael Rachman Letzlan has to fast, and they have to do tshuva, and therefore Malkush has this connotation of Mal, because without it, it causes this tshuva movement, and that's why it's called Malkush. Says the Gemara, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, a different pshat, that why is it called Malkush is Miloshein Memale, to fill. It's Davar Shememale Tfua Bekasheha. It's something which fills the Tfua in its stalk, meaning already by Nisan, when we have the Malkush, the Tfua has already grown, it's technically already there, but this rain, the Malkush come, and it's Memale, it completes it, that's why it's called Malkush Miloshein Memale. A similar pshat, says the Gemara, but it's slightly different, a third pshat, the Masnisa Tana, and a Braisa we learned, that it's called Malkush, it's Davar Sheyoyret Ala HaMalilois V'Ala Kashin. The same idea as in the second pshat, that it completes the grains, it completes the ears and the stalks, but here Malkush is Milashin Melilois as opposed to being Milashin Memale, but otherwise it's the same idea that it completes the produce. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Yairi b'Marcheshvin u'Malkush b'Nisan. So the beginning of this price is the same as the one we had before, that the proper month for Yaira is in the month of Marcheshvin, and the proper month for Malkush is in the Chodesh of Nisan. Ask the Gemara now this time, so fine, says the Netziv, the way the Netziv explains the Gemara in Rai Mesada, is Enachanami, the previous Brais approved that Yaira can't be earlier than Cheshvin, it can't be in Tishrei, that wouldn't be considered Be'itoi, but maybe it's later, maybe it's in Kislev, maybe it's the month after Cheshvin. So how do you know that Yaira is in Mar Cheshvin? Maybe Yaira is in the month of Kislev, and then it would follow that Malkush would then be in the month of Iyar, says the Gemara, Tamulaymer Be'ito Yaira u Malkush. No, it can't be because the Torah says that both the Yaira and the Malkush have to be Be'itoi, will be Be'itoi. Now, Ma Malkush Be'itoi, Af Yaira Be'itoi, which means as follows, that Kevan, we could even read it in the parentheses, that Kevan Shiatza Nisam Vyardu Gashamim Enaisim Embracha. Malkush has to be Be'itoi. And Malkush, we know, can't be later than Nisan. It can't be in the month of Iyar, because the we had this earlier, that once Nisan leaves, once we hit Chodesh Iyar, and it rains, that's considered a Simin Klala, that's definitely not a Bracha. You can't call such a rain Be'itoi. So it must be that we already proved that it's not a month earlier from in the previous Braisa, because the Yaira has to be Be'itoi. Now we're proving it can't be a month later, because the Malkush has to be Be'itoi. That wouldn't, the Malkush would not be considered Be'itoi if you would have it in the Chodesh of Iyar. So therefore it must be that the Yaira is in Mar Cheshvin and the Malkush is in Nisan. Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, the Yaira b'Mar Cheshvin u Malkush b'Nisan divrei Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir said that Yaira is in Mar Cheshvin and Malkush is in Nisan. The Chachamim Aimrim Yaira b'Kislev. However, the Chachamim argue, and they taka say, like we had this half amino, they say that the Yaira is actually in Kislev. It's appropriate to have the first rain in Kislev. We'll see, it doesn't mean that it has to be in Kislev, but it just means that it's also appropriate to have the Yaira in the month of Kislev. Now, Man Chachamim, who is this Tana? Who is this Chachamim that this Braisa speaks about? Rav Chista, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yosihi. That this Shita of the Chachamim that the Braisa quoted very vaguely, the Chachamim Maimrim, is really referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Who's this Rabbi Yosi? The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Hezehi Raviya Rishaina. What is considered the Raviya Rishaina? Habechira, so the early one. So really, a lot of some Rishainim say maybe not to be gyrus over here, the word Rishaina, because we're going to discuss really three different reigns. So it sounds like we're discussing not just the Raviya Rishaina, we're discussing all the different Raviyas. So Hezehi Raviya, what's the Raviya? Habechira, the early reign, is Bishleisha B'Mar Cheshvin. That's on the third day of Mar Cheshvin. Beinanis b'shivabai. That's on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvin. And Afila is b'shiva asarbai. And Afila is the late rain. That's on the 17th day of Mar Cheshvin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's b'shiva u'b'yitzayin u'b'esem v'shleisha. It's the 7th, it's the 17th, and then it's the 23rd. But so far, everybody is sticking to the month of Mar Cheshvin for this reign of the Yaira. However, Rabbi Yosi Aymer, then no, it's the Yitzayin, Ube'esim V'Shleisha, Ube'Reish Chodesh Kislev. It's the 17th of Mar Cheshvin, the 23rd of Mar Cheshvin, and then Reish Chodesh Kislev. So only Rabbi Yosi goes into Reish Chodesh Kislev and still considers it a Yaira, so he's the Chachamim that we mentioned before. And says the Gemara that the Chen Hayah Rabbi Yosi Aymer, that Eina Yechidim Misanin Ad Shiagia Reish Chodesh Kislev. That the Yechidim, the Tamid HaChachamim, they only start to fast when there's a drought, when there's a lack of rain, once it hits Reish Chodesh Kislev and there's no rain. Only once you get to Reish Chodesh Kislev and there's no rain, so that's when we need to fast, and that's when it's considered like a drought. And Amrav Chista, Halacha Krabi Yaisi, at least the way we have the Gersa. Now Rav Chista says that the Halacha, Taka follows Rabbi Yaisi, that the Yaira stretches from the 17th of Mar Cheshvin, the 23rd, and then to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Says the Gemara that Ameimar Masni Lahad Rav Chista Bahalishna. That Ameimar had a different girsa of Rav Chista, and he said as follows, that B'shloisha B'mar Cheshvin Shailan Asa Geshamim. The Tanakhama said that on the third day of Cheshvin, that's when we start reciting the Saint Talmatul of Racha. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer B'shiva Bay. And Rabbi Gamliel said, no, it's on the seventh. And Amar Rav Chista Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. That the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now you start asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvan, which would obviously not be like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, even the earliest Diyra is only on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, not on the seventh. So obviously then this would not be like Rabbi Yossi, this would perhaps be like Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. And that concludes the Gemara, at least for today. Keman Azla Hadatanya, who is the following Braisa like? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer. The Braisa says like this. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, that Geshamim Shiardu Shiva Yamim Zeachar Zeh, if you have rain for 7 days straight, 7 days in a row of rain, it's possible that Atamayna Behen Revia Rishayna Ushniya Ushlishes, it's possible to count it as the first, second, and third rain. So who's the Tana that has such a thing, that the days of the rains are 7 days apart? So that's Keman Rabbi Yossi, that only fits in Rabbi Yossi, which really means like this, that it's only Quench Rabbi Yossi that each rain is separated by 7 days. Rabbi Yossi holds that the first Yaira is on the 17th, the second one is on the 23rd, and the third one is on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, each one 7 days apart from each other. Now, the Gersa that we have in the Gemara of the Braisa is that you could have 7 days in a row of rain, and you'll count it as all three rains. Now, that's not possible according to anybody. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not possible. So, it's very likely that the proper Gersa in the Gemara, is what they bring in the Gaisa Tzunim, is that you could have rain for 7 days straight, and you could count it as the Revi Rishayna Ushniya, Oy Shniya Ushlishes. It's you could count it as the first and second, or the second and third. So that only is going to work according to Rabbi Yossi. It's only according to Rabbi Yossi that when you have 7 days in a row of rain, that's possible to count it as the first and second, or the second and third rain. It doesn't work in any other Shita, and that's what the Gemara means when it says that this Braisa only fits according to Rabbi Yossi. And I'm Rav Chista, Halacha K Rabbi Yossi. On that, Rav Chista says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, you're right.